formal talks between the United States and the Czech Republic will begin soon on placing part of America's missile defense shield on Czech territory. The Czech Republic will most likely host a radar and tracking station, a controversial step for a country that once hosted Soviet military installations. While Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek backs the plan, not everyone is in favor. Among those opposed is Prague-based American peace activist Gwendolyn Albert. She told Rob Cameron why she's against the plan.
The efficacy of it has been questioned for decades now. Senator Carl Levin, who is the new chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, told the press last fall that the Pentagon has not done the operational testing that is convincing that the system would work. This entire discussion is about something that may not actually work. It may just be a bluff and a boondoggle that's costing a lot of people a lot of time and money.
Nonetheless, though, the American government has asked the Czech Republic, and the Czechs have said yes.
Yes. The government of the Czech Republic, both on the issue of, for example, joining NATO and on this issue, has not sufficiently consulted or informed its own citizens. And that's why, for example, last week there was this, or on Sunday there was this demonstration.
Demonstration attended by, what, 150 people?
150 people, yes. But the movement to oppose this has been going on for a lot longer than that, and the petition has been going around for a lot longer than that. The local concern is that placing this radar in this country would not increase this country's security. It would decrease it. And the reasoning is, if anybody were actually to want to take out part of this system, that would be one of the first logical points to attack, would in fact be the radar in order to dismantle it.
The Czech Republic, though, Gwen, after 1989, after the fall of communism, they did make a conscious effort to reorientate its foreign policy towards the United States, its loyal ally of the United States. So what's wrong with helping out the United States on a system that will be beneficial to all of Europe's safety?
The Czech Republic, while it is a loyal ally of the United States, is also part of the European Union. And the European Union has, you know, it's having its growing pains, but it's trying to position itself at least as a neutral area. And this is really a way of the United States projecting its power, in fact, not only into the Czech Republic and Eastern Europe, but into the European Union. And I'm not so entirely sure that that's wise at this point in time.
Peace activist Gwendolyn Albert on the line there to my colleague Rob Cameron. A reminder, you